Hi everyone, welcome to Appliance Advisors. I'm Francesco, joined by Dennis. Today we're gonna talk about GE Laundry. And you know, as we've talked about this one, we always say like, this is a difficult one because overall, GE really does make really good laundry across really their entire product line. So it's something that, as they've kind of kicked off new models here over the last couple of years, they've really kind of stood out. And a couple things like overarching. So we're gonna get into some kind of important models here. And you'll see, like, if you're researching GE Laundry, even on just front loads, you'll see there's a lot of different models out there. The ones that we're going to focus on here today is their 65 series, their 85 series, and their profile series. Because we feel value-wise, at least once you get into that 65, then you're really getting all those features that GE really sets themselves apart with. So below that, you know, those 55 series or lower, things like that, value-wise, you're losing some critical features there that really kind of make you consider, I think, GE in the first place. Some of those, just to kick it off, is going to be one huge one is microban. So one of the number one complaints or issues you've heard over the years with front load laundry is mold and mildew and the odors that build up because they stay wet. The moisture kind of stays in there. So what GE has done is really introduced microban throughout the entire washer. So really in their gasket, you'll see the blue microban. In their dispenser, you'll see blue microban. In their hoses, you'll see them blue with microban. So really kind of in all the parts that water and moisture stays, they've built microban into that. That microban really helps it so it doesn't build mildew, bacteria, things like that. It kind of keeps it fresh. Another thing they've done to really address that is their ultra fresh vents. So if you look kind of in the drum of their washer, you'll see these kind of like grids there. And that is actually a vent that allows the air from the outside too to come in. It's timed. It helps to really kind of pull the warm air with the fan and really cool that entire washer drum. So again, moisture is not in there. It's not sitting in there. It's not building up mildew and bacteria and things like that. So two really important things that they've done to kind of address that in all the series that we're going to talk about today. And then another really nice convenience feature that they've put in all the models that we're going to talk about today is that load and go dispenser. So something I truly love, it really kind of, you pour the detergent into the top dispenser, it goes up to 32 loads. And really, you don't have to worry about loading it every single time. It puts the perfect amount of detergent in there, which we all, I don't care who you are, we all put way too much detergent in the washer if you don't have something like this. So I think those are some really important features that they've done kind of across these models that we're going to talk about today. So the first one, let's go into their 65 series. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, I mean, the 65 series is quite featured. It just had a new release, and that release is loaded with cycles and options. So really, it's kind of beefed up. And we say the 65, because there is a 55 unit out there. Honestly, primarily promoted by box stores at price. It's not in your interest to generally buy the 55. It's negligible cost difference. Correct. You should start at the 65 because the value that you get at 65 is significant with feature and everything else. So I think the 65 is a good unit. There's nothing not to like there. You know, I think, you know, you hit on the majors. It comes down to cycles, and I think it covers them all. I think, you know, maybe that migration would to make 65 make sense or not for you would be to talk about the 85 and what that gives you versus the 65. And 85 will get another new release here real soon. But the 85 has always had a couple of features that have kind of sat on top of the 65 and I think are valuable. One being a one-step wash and dry. So kind of this, it can take 8 hours. It's an overnight cycle. And I think it would probably speak to someone like you for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So something that, you know, you could really put a smaller, so my kids, as you know, that's like we are constantly at basketball courts and gyms and games and game at 10 o'clock at night. We have another game at 9 o'clock in the morning. So we use this all the time. Yeah. And for us, it's like, you know, you can throw the uniform in there. It does its wash. It does a full spin. It will stay in the washer using that kind of fan fresh as well and actually dry in the washer. Small loads, you know, an outfit, a couple of uniforms, things like that. But super convenient to put it in the night before, you come in the next morning, and you're there, you're good to go, it's dry, all set.
Yeah, because I mean, most parents can certainly relate to the fact that you're exhausted and you've finally gone to bed, hopefully, at 9, 10 o'clock at night.
At some point,
And then you can throw it in there and not have to wait for it to be done to turn it over.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I think that's one great feature of the 85. And then really we step through their final series. So we, in our store, kind of a good, better, best strategy that we use a lot of times is the 6500 the 8500, and then the Profile machine. And the Profile, we should point out there on the 65 to 85, just one kind of pro tip or think about is depth. The 85 is slightly deeper. Mm-hmm. Most stores, and certainly you just want to pay attention to those dimensions, but it is slightly deeper. But going on now to the Profile, the Profile unit is slightly bigger.
Yep.
You know, these other two units are just around 5 cubic feet. Mm-hmm. The Profile is 5.3 cubic feet. I really don't think that's probably the buying reason, but I mentioned that. Mm-hmm. Would be that it has AI technology. Okay. And now here's where it comes in helpful for me, like that overnight did for you in the 85. The AI is really gonna sense that fabric and kind of the resistance on the drum as it turns those clothes in the few minutes. There's a lot of sensors, and it can kind of determine what fabric and the best cycle to wash, as well as the time of the wash. Yeah. It's gonna cut it up or down depending. So really thinks through everything. You know, for someone like myself, I mix a lot of clothes. Mm-hmm. I put things in with others that shouldn't belong. Trust me, I get reminded of this quite often. I screw up laundry. Just kind of going fast, I throw it in there. The AI will kind of cut through that, and it can sense if it's a mixed load and if it's a mixed color load and what it should do with water temperatures and whatnot. Mm-hmm. So your pink shirt doesn't run into your white and all the rest.
Keeps a little dummy proof.
Helps me. So I like the AI in that. And then, you know, you talked about kind of that load and go. Mm-hmm. Load and go is great. And I think it's important to know you can load and go and fill this thing, but you can also do singles at a time if you're the type of person that says, I don't like the concept of that. It has both reservoirs to do both. So you can do classic as you always have with a wash, a bleach, a softener, or do this full size pour.
If you like the pods, things like that, you can still use those. Yep. Yeah.
But on the Profile, particularly when you do your load and go, we know every detergent has different concentrations, different formulas to wash, right? So the machine in this case has really gotten smart, and you would scan, there's a place to scan through your app, okay? Because this thing is fully wired as well, we should mention. And all the series are 65, 85 Profile, where you can actually, from your phone, find out how much time's left in a cycle, the diagnostics, how it's working, choose cycles, choose customized cycles, jogging pants and things like that. Lululemon's certainly popular. So there's a lot of options you can choose. Yeah. But I would say that the Profile, again, has the ability to with your phone, scan the laundry barcode, and it knows the actual detergent concentration and will adjust the dispense amount based on your brand.
Yeah.
So some folks are maybe hypersensitive to certain allergens or chemicals in washing detergent and use something that's a little lighter. And Seventh Generation makes a bunch of them and brands like that. It will kind of up the concentration a little bit or vice versa. It's too strong, cut it down. So really kind of smart.
Yeah, absolutely. It's great.
Yeah.
And really, you know, the other kind of cool thing it does, we talked about that ultra fresh fan as well. On really the other 65 series and the 85 series, it's kind of time based, where it just shuts off after a certain period of time. In that Profile, it also kind of senses the moisture and will keep going as well if it senses that there's some additional moisture in there. So some really cool features on that Profile for sure. And then one final thing, kind of differences between these series, more aesthetics, but of course, like we always say, you know, a lot of appliances comes down to aesthetics for sure for a lot of people. Different colors really in all these series as well, between the 65, 85, and Profile. You have some uniques kind of within each series if you like something better than the other.
Yeah.
So I think that's everything for GE Laundry.
Which one would you buy, by the way?
Me, personally, I mean, you know me, I'm going to go with the 85. I need that overnight wash and dry, or else I'm going to bed at like 2 o'clock in the morning half the time. So I'm going with that one.
When they hand you that stinky outfit.
Exactly.
Say I need it by the morning.
Yeah.
For me, it would definitely be the Profile because of the AI technology. Yeah. I can use all the help I can get. I can get yelled at a little less.
There we go.
I would opt for that one.
Makes our lives a little bit easier.
Maybe.
All right, that's it. Thanks, everyone.
And don't forget to follow us on social media for appliance tips and updates from Yale Appliance.
Your feedback is what shapes our series. Like what you saw? Give us a thumbs up, share it with your friends, and drop your thoughts in the comments below. We love hearing from you.
Stay informed and inspired on all your appliance needs. This is Appliance Advisors signing off.